Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the leftovers. The leftovers. We've approached that time of year where that term is going to be used probably more than it's been for the beginning of the year. The word leftovers. Yes, with all the festive activities taking place around the world, particularly in the United States, you're going to have leftover everything from turkey and dressing to casserole and pies, you name it. Tomorrow and the day after, you're going to be filled with leftovers. Yes, my friends, leftovers. And just when you think you've seen the last of the casserole, when you've eaten the last of the turkey, just when you feel like it's all gone, you discover that there's yet something else in deep back in the refrigerator, and it's something that was left over from the wonderful festive activities of the Thanksgiving holidays and Christmas as well. The leftover component also has a business application because there are many times that you leave the end of your day and you feel like you've got nothing left. You may feel as if you've given it all you've got. You said, I don't have anything left. I don't know what else I can do. I've done my best and it seemed as if it may not have been good enough. Well, I want to challenge that position, my friends, and let you know that we've always got something left. We're going to talk about those four key components we always have left in our LEFT acronym. The L stands for leverage. Yes, my friends, leverage. Believe it or not, we always got leverage. Yes, that means that there's something left that we can always count on, that we know no matter what, we have it. We think about what we have to leverage, and one of those things is our relationships. Yes, our relationships. We're going to be surrounded by friends and family over the course of the holiday season, and these are people who love us, who respect us, who care about who we are and what we've done and what we're doing, and they want to be on our side. We've got to leverage those relationships, my friend. When you're sitting down with your aunts and your uncles and your cousins and nieces and nephews, let's not forget to let them know what it is that we do. The vision, the passion, the drive you've got for accomplishing what it is that you're engaged in today in your business endeavors, they're going to ask you, so what have you been up to? That's the perfect opportunity to leverage that relationship and give them a mini presentation about what you're doing from a business perspective. Let them know how they can help you and how your business ventures can help them. Let them know how you can be involved. Many people say, well, hey, I don't like to do business or talk about business with friends and family. Though that's just the opposite approach that we should take. On the contrary, we should embrace communicating about business with friends and family because we should leverage those relationships that win for us. And that's one of the leverage points that we've got. We've also got the ability through our leverage to leverage our reality. Our family and friends know us better than anybody else on the planet. And we've got to leverage that reality and make it work for our favor. Let's say that everything you do, you accomplish it and you achieve it. And every time you set out to do something, you're wildly successful. Leverage that reality. You can say, well, you know, Uncle Jake, every time I embark on a new journey in business, I always exceed my own expectations. This time is going to be no different. I would love to have you involved. We're going to win. Let's say it's just the opposite and you've tried a few things and they didn't work out the way you expected them to work. Then you can leverage it this way. You can say, hey, you know, Aunt Minnie, I've tried a lot of things and some things have not worked out exactly the way I planned. However, the fact that I don't give up and I do not quit is just evidence that we're going to win at some point. Leverage those relationships and leverage your reality within the relationships, and you'll have people pulling over more and more to your side. That E says that we've always got encouragement. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it doesn't matter what's going on, how rough the day may have been, how hard the challenges may have been to face and overcome. You've always got the ability to tell somebody something that can lift up their heads and that can bring a smile to their faces, some joy to their hearts, some put a pep in their step, if you will. We've always got the ability to encourage and to be encouraged. I challenge you today to pick three people that you can call. Call them and tell them something that will encourage them today. When they come to your mind, just pick up the phone and call them and you'll discover that you've got encouragement. And it seems as if it's a unique component. The more we encourage others, the better we feel our ourselves. It's one of those beautiful laws of nature that simply says when we bring a smile to someone else's face, then we're going to also receive joy in return. I challenge you, my friend, to draw on that encouragement you have. You've got the ability to pull somebody up who you may think is doing much better than you, but they might not be. It's great for us to think about people on a daily basis and every day commit to encouraging at least three people in the best way you can. That F in our left acronym simply says we always have some fight left over. Yes, my friends, we always have fight left over. Just when everybody else expects us to quit and throw in the towel, just when everyone else thinks that they can write us off and that we're not going to succeed, just when they're leaving our presence saying they'll never make it, they discover that we've got something left called fight. Yes, that's the tenacity to hang in there, the ability to say I'm not finished yet, the ability to say I'm not leaving until I accomplish my goals. Not long ago, I went out with my family to the batting cage and I wanted to prove to my children that I could hit the baseball just as good as the guys we see on television. Well, to my surprise, the ball came much faster than I expected it to. And every time I would swing, I'd miss. I'd swing and miss and swing and miss and swing and miss. Over time, after all those swings and misses, my muscles begin to ache and my concentration begin to break. And I begin to wonder whether or not I made a bad decision in coming to the batting cage in the first place. However, I went another round and I ignored the pain and I said to myself, I'm not leaving this batting cage until my bat repeatedly connects with the ball. And my friends, I can tell you quite proudly and gleefully, those balls continued to whiz by. I began to make contact. And after a while, the ones that I was missing, now I was hitting. And my bat was hitting the ball on a consistent and regular basis. And I left that cage, although feeling physically sore, feeling emotionally charged and energized. My friends, I can assure you that if you continue to swing, you're going to make contact. You continue to swing, you're going to hit. It's just a matter of time before you get in a rhythm. Don't let the misses discourage you. Be focused on the ones you're going to hit and keep that fight. Finally, my friends, that T says that we always have some time left over. I can't tell you the number of instances where someone said to me, hey, listen, I don't want to waste your time. I don't think we're going to be interested in what you have to offer. Don't even bother making a presentation or coming over. And my reply would always be, listen, if you've got the time, I've got the time, because I've always got time to share a mission and a vision and a plan and a purpose that I feel like can be beneficial to those I know. And I'm telling you, my friends, you always have time. There's another second to make another call. There's another minute to send an email. There's always time to follow up, to follow through. And yes, my friends, we can leverage that time. Just like this Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays that are fast approaching us, we also have leftovers, and we have to examine those leftovers and use them to our advantage. We have leverage, encouragement, fight, and time. Use these, and you'll discover that your leftovers are more than what you ever imagined. This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.